Red Fade to Black with Gina and Jared.
This is Red Fades to Black Radio, and that first band was A Familiar Terror out of New Hampshire with the song If Time Prevails. You can check them out at myspace.com/afamiliarterror.
I thought it was When Time Prevails.
If, when, but aren't they all the same type of word?
I don't know.
Yeah, close enough.
Technically, if is a uncertainty and when is a definite.
Yeah, close enough. So,
whatever.
So you can check them out at myspace.com/afamiliarterror. And figure out exactly if it's if, when, what, who cares. I don't know. And Gina just punched me in the face.
I flicked him in the face. I wouldn't punch you in the face.
So Gina has this nice little goth metal cute outfit on. It's
really not.
It's fantastic.
Goth metal cute.
She's got like a little long sleeve gray and black striped shirt with a nice tight little black shirt. Some tight jeans.
Over it, and I'm wearing dark jeans, and they're probably way too long for me, and I'm wearing my
it's an excellent outfit. If you could see it, you'd all be like, oh, yeah.
I suppose.
You have to talk louder.
Jared also is, what's that word?
Awesome.
No.
Yep.
Damn it, I can't think of the word. I have such
metal
problems with vocabulary.
Rock.
No.
Hardcore.
No.
Insanity?
He's biased, that's what he is. He's biased.
I'm bi?
He's my boyfriend, so.
I'm not biased.
He has to be like, oh, she's cute.
She is. One day we'll put new photos on the website.
One day.
You'll be like, wow, suddenly she, wow. Those photos are old. I'd say age 4 years, but it wasn't that long ago.
It was
3 years ago, yeah.
3 years ago, I think.
Yeah, the photos on all our websites are like 3 years old, but that's never a bad thing. But speaking of websites,
we don't really change much. I think my normal my hair is back to its regular color. That's it.
Yeah, we really haven't changed that much in 3 years.
Jared's hair is back to his regular color too.
But
we both had black hair, I think, then, and now we both have brown. So it's, you know, that's it.
It is my my awesome goal to have new pictures up there by maybe the summer or so. I need to just sit down, set a date, and be like, this is when we're going to do it. Here's a camera. Here's some clothes. Put them on. Get this crap done. And there we go. And all that good stuff, because, you know, it's nice to put a face behind the voice.
I like how your computer's yelling at us.
It is. It's been doing that a lot lately. I don't know why. It's probably pissed off because Apple just came out with a new computer that weighs like... Yeah, Apple came out with a computer that weighs like 3 pounds, which is nothing big. There's a lot of computers that weigh 3 pounds. Except the things
but
like...
But it's as thin as like 3 credit cards or something put together?
Yeah, it's ridiculously thin. It's called the Apple MacBook Air. And it's pretty cool, and no, we're not advertising for them. We just happen to have a MacBook running our software and stuff, so...
Yeah.
That seems to be the industry standard in music anyway these days. So, yeah. But, we have a bunch of stuff to talk about, including a new online thing we set up through ReverbNation.com. And some also, some...
Oh, yeah, mailing list.
Random things. I also have this really weird video game that my friend and roommate bought. We'll talk about it a little bit later. That was old school, and a lot of you probably weren't even born when it came out. And, in fact, Gene and I were probably, like, 7 when it came out.
I don't remember it, so...
But we'll get to that. For now, though, we'll get to some more music, because we have a bunch of new bands we picked out, as we do every week. This next band is from Geneva, Switzerland.
Yes.
And the name of them... I can't even read my own handwriting, that's terrible. Anyway, the name of them is Lost Sphere Project. Sphere. Can't pronounce for shit, can I?
Nope.
The name of the song is Fragments of Sphere. You can check them out at purevolume.com/Lost Sphere Project.
Sphere.
And again, they're out of Switzerland. So check it out. And even though I can't pronounce it, it is a sphere.
They can't see you when you talk with your hands. Swiss band, as Jared called it.
Yeah, those
I asked him who it was, and he goes, it's the Swiss band, so I would assume they're the band from Switzerland. I think I just broke something.
The Lost Sphere Project. Oh, Gina's always breaking crap.
Yeah, I have too much crap everywhere, so.
So while that last song was playing, we heard a car drive by, right? And Gina called it a penis car.
Actually, Jared called it a penis car, I disagreed.
No, you've called it penis cars before.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay, maybe not in that particular case. But anyway, we, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard that term before, the penis car or the penis truck. When you have, like, a truck that drives by that's, like, awkwardly large. You know, the pickup
or
trucks.
Or awkwardly loud.
Yeah, for no reason. You know, it depends. If it's, like, a race car, that's one thing. But if you're driving around the corner to get groceries, yeah, that would be a penis car. But, you know, I don't know, if you drive a Hummer but you never go off-road, you're compensating for something.
If you drive a Honda and it's, like, jacked up in the back and,
If you drive a jacked up Honda and you're not racing it anywhere at any time, you might be compensating for
something. And you can hear it from about 6 miles away.
Yep. For the guys who get the pickup trucks and jack them up larger than necessary, and sometimes they look cool. But unless you're taking them to shows...
Yeah, some people just use them to...
If you're taking them to shows, maybe that's one thing. If you're racing them and you need the performance, that's another. But if you're just buying it and trying to make it look tough, you're compensating. And thus, that's why it's called... That's why it's called a penis car. I don't think we have to go any further.
A lot of people like drag race with them, too, though.
Yeah, but that's different. Like, if you're building the car to race the car, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if you're building a car just for, you know, looks, like that car drove by, yeah, I don't think that guy was racing it.
No.
I don't think so.
Well, you never know. You might. I don't know.
So, yes, you know how it is. You know the people, though. You see them. You know. You look at a guy in a Hummer, and you can pretty much tell instantly if they're the person that's taking it off-road.
I know a girl who drives a Hummer.
Yeah, but the Hummer's like the ultimate,
and
like...
And she has, like, four kids.
The Hummer's like the ultimate, like, douchebag car, because it uses so much gas, and it's ridiculous and huge, and, like, takes up, like, three parking spaces.
She's just a girl who drives a Hummer with four kids.
I guess. So is that a penis car for her? She's not kind of...
I don't know.
Maybe that's the, what is that called? The mythology thing? The Oedipus complex?
Oh, no, the Oedipus complex.
Or the Electra complex.
Yeah, the Electra complex.
I don't know, we don't like to go too deep here on Red Face of Black, but... come on, you know, you look at certain cars or certain people,
yeah,
and you're like,
sure,
wow.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's heard of the,
the penis car.
Yeah, the saying or something.
So stop compensating with metal and engines and buy yourself
some
a nice
people
suit.
Actually just like it, but...
I know, I like Corvettes.
You also like Camaros.
I do. But the Camaro's like the poor man's, like, sports car. They always say, because it's always cheaper than the Corvette. Can you stop tweaking my wires?
I'm just playing it.
Stop messing with the... You need to, like, tie your hands down.
You
really eat this
hard
drive.
Yeah, you're the one who talks with your hands all the time.
Well, they can see it.
No, they can't.
One day they'll be able to see it.
Maybe.
Someday they'll be able to see it.
Sucks for them if they have to.
Can you stop tweaking the wire?
But they're supposed to.
You're like, let's open the computer and eat it, too.
Actually, you're just dumb. I'm just playing with the little thing on the wire.
The little thing on the wire. Yeah. So while we're talking about electronics and stuff, I mentioned this earlier to Gina, because I was like, oh, we should talk about it. About that game that my my roommate and friend purchased, because I own an old-school Sega Genesis from, like, the early 90s. And you know it's a classic system, and it's good.
It's awesome.
It's got, like, Sonic and all that crazy stuff. Mortal Kombat, like, 1 and 2. But my friend comes in, he goes, check out this game. I played it when I was younger. He's like, and I bought it on eBay, and it's great. And it's called Mutant League Football.
I don't even remember.
For the Sega Genesis. And apparently they had Mutant League Hockey, too. And I don't know, I just felt like it fit in with the whole, like, rock, metal, hardcore of the show, because essentially it's a game set in, like, the early 90s, well, made in the early 90s, with a bunch of, like, mutants, stop poking it, playing football in space. So they play football in space, and there's, like, mutants of, like, skeletons and ogres and, just giant, like, deformed people playing football. And it has, like, no football legitimacy to it. It's like Madden on crack. You got, like, you can buy off the ref, but then to fix, you know, the ref, you gotta kill him. If you fumble the ball, your guy gets, like, eaten alive. So apparently all these guys get eaten alive, and Gina is laughing. So Gina's laughing at that point where you kind of, she shakes, but she doesn't laugh. She just, like, convulses and vibrates for, like, 5 minutes and then starts laughing. Gina, we're trying to talk about a serious game that was life-changing. For many little children. So, Mutant League Football. I couldn't figure out the game at all, and my friend told me the gist of it was not necessarily to score points, but to kill as many players as possible, because then after you kill too many players, the other team's forced to forfeit and you win. So you can do things like you dive at them, and you, like, just, like, they're skeletons, you dive at them, and you just go right through them in half. The ogres will just, like, rip a guy's head off and eat them. But it's also, like, 16-bit like Sega, so the graphics suck. And they talk like, rah, 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 rah. Like, they don't talk at all, and it's just...
Well, nobody talks in football.
Yeah, but it's like Madden on crack. There's no penalties. They'll make up penalties, like... littering on the field or something like that.
That's dumb.
And so essentially, the whole gist of the game is to keep your players alive, not get killed. And I don't know, it just seemed like a really weird game, and I was like, wow, I gotta talk about this. I'd like to see Mutant League Hockey, but...
Well, they beat each other up in hockey anyway, so...
But it's funny, when you fumble the ball, you just explode. And, like, another guy runs around, like, shooting rockets at you. So, I don't know.
Sounds exciting.
And it's time for a song. But check that game out if you happen to have a Sega Genesis, if you're old school like that. This next band's out of Fargo, North Dakota. Didn't they make a movie? Or was that Alaska? About, Fargo? Like, Fargo something.
Yeah.
Ah, whatever. The name of the band is Accepting Failure. The song is Kill for Control. You can check them out at purevolume.com/acceptingfailure. They're out of Fargo, North Dakota. If you had hit record a second earlier, everybody would hear your little burp there.
Yeah.
Your little girl burp.
It's a girl burp.
It's cute when girls burp.
It's dumb.
Because so many girls are like, I don't burp, I don't fart.
We just don't do it in public.
And there's probably some guys that actually believe that. I didn't know girls did that.
Well, wasn't that on Harold and Kumar or something?
Oh, yes, Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. Gina and Jared may go to White Castle as well.
Yes!
Yes, we're trying to, our friend Johnny Kong, a.k.a. Smiles, we're trying to, get a trip together because apparently where he's from, in northern New Jersey, there's White Castles.
All over the place.
And I don't know if you guys, like, overseas have White Castles at all, but around here in the U.S., it's, like, impossible to find a White Castle. You can buy the frozen White Castle. But you can't get the fresh White Castle.
It's awesome. They're like little mini burgers.
And if you've seen the Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, people will go out of their way ridiculously to get a delicious burger.
And you can get a...
And I've never had one.
You can get a Crave case, and there's like 30 little burgers in
there. Over here. There you go.
They can hear me. It's okay.
She's like, I'm loud.
I have purple socks on. Isn't that cool?
I have red and black Chucks on.
Well, I have cool shoes on with little skulls and hearts.
So how do we go from White Castle to socks?
Because I had to fix my shoe. And I saw my purple socks.
Did they go purple socks? You remember Cheese purple socks. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we were talking about ReverbNation.com, and it's a new website for bands. It's kind of like a cross between Pure Volume and MySpace. Is that how you describe it, Gene?
Yeah.
And essentially, we opened an account there because any band, radio, management, whatever, can set up a free mailing list and set up a street team, too, at the same time, separately, which is really cool. So... We set up an account there, so if you sign up for our old mailing list at all, we've automatically imported your addresses into the Reverb Nation mailing list for us, and you'll get an email in a couple of days about that. If not, you can sign up for free on our MySpace page.com/RFTBRadio.
MySpacePage.com. It's just MySpace.
I know, because I was going to be like, go on our MySpace page, and I'm like, RFTB Radio. There you go. Or you can sign up at a... Pretty much that's the only place you can sign up. Or you can go to ReverbNation.com/RedFaceTheBlackRadio. That's our new account over there as well. And our official website, RedFaceTheBlack.50Megs.com, has been missing in action for a couple of days because the servers over there have been down. So maybe it'll be back. Maybe not. But we still have Pure Volume in MySpace.
This is true.
So be sure you go ahead and check out the new mailing list, as it's really cool features, and Reverb Nation seems pretty awesome. I doubt it's going to... unseat MySpace as the leader in finding, you know, new bands and new music. And Pure Volume kind of seems like it's falling behind a little bit, but this
it's
new
where
one's
I
like
find a, most of my music, so.
This new one's like a comfortable medium. Well, you know, Pure Volume has a good way to find the music. Like a lot of the bands we find here on Red Face Black, Gina and I do through Pure Volume because
actually Jared does through MySpace. I do through Pure Volume.
The interface is a little bit easier on Pure Volume. That's why it takes
What's
me
with
like,
the faces?
I'm expressive.
But no, because it's like, no one's watching you. There's no need to, you know, there's nothing. I don't know what that is.
I'm Italian.
I don't care.
I'm half
I
Italian.
Care.
I got the hand motions and the hoo-ha's and stuff. You know. So, oh, yeah, it's ReverbNation.com. It's a new place to find bands and us. And we have a mailing list that's awesomer and better and free.
We also have SpongeBob on in the background.
So once a couple
know.
People... We also had CSI as well.
Yeah.
So once a couple people sign up or verify or hit us or whatever, we'll start sending out emails every once in a while about anything Red Face Black related.
Yes.
We'll just start sending out emails. Gina's outfit today...
No.
...is a black t-shirt with jeans and shoes.
Yep.
That'll be exciting. Every day we'll send an email. No.
Be great.
And with our last mailing list, we send out an email like once every like few months. But we'll probably do the same thing about that. And yeah, it's pretty cool. We got a little widget thingy on our MySpace page, so you can sign up for that. And we may even make a street team if we get unlazy and if people actually sign up for the mailing list. But we'll see how that goes. So go ahead,
we
sign up.
Tape your forehead down so we stop making faces.
Why? I like adjusting my forehead. Gina's making fun
of
me.
You're like, crinkles, no crinkles. Crinkles, no crinkles.
It's entertaining.
For me,
for
I'm
myself.
Not for them.
I don't know. So,
here we go again.
Stop making fun of my forehead crinkles. They're my forehead crinkles.
I don't want them.
Other girls like my crinkles.
Okay.
Why are you touching yourself?
I'm cold.
Get some heat.
I need to put my coat on.
So anyway, I'm going to go crinkle my forehead some more.
Yeah, we need to play a song.
And Gina's going to go freeze her ass off. Oh, so thank you again for putting up with the ridiculousness. and tuning in to another episode of Red Phase Black.
Yeah.
Hopefully you heard some enjoyable... Stop playing with the wire.
Stop yelling at me.
Hopefully you, you're blocking the microphone.
No.
We can put you in a box in the corner somewhere.
They can still hear you.
So thank you again for tuning in. Hopefully you heard some great new bands and you'll go check them out, support them, buy their crap, and all that good stuff. This last
there's
band...
Nothing. Oh, there is something. I'm like, there's nothing there that you need to look at.
Let's, what are you closing my book for?
Oh, book. I bought you that book.
This last band's out of Charlotte, North Carolina. The name of the band is And Since Forgotten. The name of the track is This Is Not Not the Masquerade Ball. You can check them out at myspace.com/AndSinceForgotten. I like how I wrote it like three times, because the first time I wrote it, I had myspace.com/ThisIsNotTheMasquerade Ball as the song. But the name of the band is And Since Forgotten. We're going to close with it. It's a nice, long, enjoyable song. So thank you again. Keep tuning in. And keep checking out the underground bands.
Exactly.
Wow.